fresh off the Gillette Stadium stage here. It's Country Fest going on at Gillette Stadium.
Yes.
Pats are on the road, but we have a country music concert in the stadium. And we have Old Dominion in the house. Guys, how are you? Can we just hit that little red button right there?
Boom.
Now you're good.
I'm hot, Mike. Nice.
I think that one works, too. Is there a button for them? Right there. Boom!
This one, yeah.
How we doing? Look, we're doing great.
Nice.
I'm jumping.
We'll split it.
Guys, if you don't mind, could you just... Oh, yeah. And then you go. There you go.
I got a hot mic over here, too.
Just introduce yourselves across the board so we know who we're talking with.
My name is Matthew.
Brad.
Jeff.
Trevor.
Perfect. Rich Keefe, Andy Hart. This is the Patriots pregame social, so thanks for joining us. How was the show? You guys already performed. How'd it go?
It's amazing.
It was great, man. Crowd went nuts.
Did they? Was it a good crowd out there?
Actually, it was a good crowd.
Yeah, okay.
he's actually surprised. Like, I was just saying it, but there really was.
Being sarcastic, but ultimately it was good. Hot out there still, right?
Yeah, it's a little warm.
A little sticky.
And you guys are football fans, right?
Yeah, we're football fans.
But
yeah.
Not of, like, a championship team.
Oh, no. Yeah, you know,
Redskins,
fans, Redskins
right?
fan.
I'm from Detroit, so we have, as a band, we have the worst football luck out there.
At least the Redskins used to be good.
Yeah, at one point,
Detroit,
they were good.
Yeah,
less so.
For a little blip in the Barry Sanders era, I guess.
Oh, yeah, we were really, really good. And then he
gave up
the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Brad's from Connecticut. He should claim. You should claim.
Take the Pats.
Yeah. Or you jump on the bandwagon.
Are you a Jets, Giants?
Yes.
He's on the bandwagon.
So, okay. I know you guys were here last year. Have you done a lot of these stadiums?
Yeah, man. We've pretty much done them all.
What is, compared to other venues that you guys do, a football stadium that is built for football, what are some of the challenges or how unique? Is it different with such a big crowd? Do you lose some of the sort of the intimacy? Or
no, I mean, there's still people right up against the stage, and then it's pretty crazy just to look way up at the top, too, and see people still, you know, into it. So,
right, people came to see an ant that is you.
Giant screens that make us look bigger.
They're watching you on TV even though they're there because they're so far away, but they're still happy. Yes, you're a well-dressed ant. Yes.
Do you like doing both, though? Do you like doing, like, the smaller, intimate shows, too? I'm sure there's, like, a huge difference between the two, but they both have to have their own kind of, you know, benefits to it.
Yeah, those are actually better sometimes because the people came, you know, bought a ticket for you, and it's packed in there, and everybody's singing along. So, you know, that's a little bit different ballgame.
And you guys just announced, I believe, you're going to have your own tour coming up this fall.
Yeah.
Football season.
It's called the Meat and Candy Tour.
Meat and Candy.
I saw the album cover.
That seems very all-American.
Thank you. You got a nice lady on there.
That's actually Brad.
She's a wholesome lady.
Now, is she the meat or is she the candy?
Yep.
Okay, good to know. I like that.
Who came up with that? Who came up with Meat and Candy?
We were trying to figure out what we were going to record, really, for the album. And then we had a bunch of, like, ear candy sing-along songs. And we were like, man, we need some meat in there, too. We need meat and candy. And then we all just kind of laughed, and that was the name of the album.
And what has the last year been like for you? Because you guys were here last year, right, at Gillette?
Yeah,
Danny?
We were. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a big difference between last year and this year.
Because you guys have sort of blown up.
Actually, last year, no one knew who we were, like, so much. We were on this tour. On this tour, no one knew who we were. And so, you know, we play here two nights, and then the second morning, you know, everybody has a big party on the first night. And the second morning, we walk into catering, me and Jeff, and there's nobody there at the little omelet station. So we're like, oh, we'll just make our own eggs. So we stand there, we start making eggs, and people start lining up, and we end up cooking eggs for the people on the tour that we've been on tour with all summer long, but they didn't know. They thought we were just the egg guys.
This year, no, like, you're not cooking any omelets this year.
Mushrooms, cheese,
onions. Wait, did you actually make them?
We started serving eggs.
That's pretty cool.
That's not too bad.
Wow.
When was the first time that you guys were performing and then you heard the people in the crowd singing your song back to you? I feel like that's going to be a crazy kind of moment.
Right?
Yeah.
I say Rome, Georgia.
There's this little bar called the Brew House in Rome, Georgia. And for whatever reason, they latched onto us before the rest of the world did. And so for like a year, they knew who we were, and then no one else did. But we could always go back there, and they would know our stuff.
And that was the moment. I remember we were just sitting there, and we started playing a song, and everybody started singing along, and we all looked at each other on stage. It was like what's that movie? Oh, Brother, We're Out There, where they all look at each other like, why are they singing this song? It was that moment.
Do you have experiences that were the opposite of that? Sort of like you're playing a little bar and no one's even listening and
tomatoes being thrown.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Last night we walked out on stage and was like, you know, we play fairs and everything and all the time. And we walked out on stage at this fair and it was like everybody just sat there and it was like just blank faces.
Yeah, come on, you know
we
this
like,
one, right?
Wow,
you know
come one. On, guys.
This one's really popular. You should be singing. Yeah.
I mean, we opened with Snapback. We knew we were in trouble
and no
at
one,
that point.
Oh. Yeah, when no one knew it. Wow. No one knew our hit.
And then you didn't really know what to go to next. You're like, that one usually works. But just so you know, right now we're on we're a web radio-based show, but we're huge in other countries. So, like, Australia has a really big following of Patriots fans for some reason. Not really. Good day. Did you give them that? They like when I do that. I do that. Every time they call in, I give them a good day.
They don't like that.
Then the Irish guys call in, and I'll give them a morning, governor, or something.
None of it's great, though.
They're not good. Yeah, no. I know.
You don't need to sell it for him. He's fine.
So has your life changed, though, in the last year? Like, now all of a sudden you're going to have your own tour? And I saw you joking earlier, your bus... Kenny's buses, and it took a while for you to sort of scroll down the whole line. But I mean, do you feel any different?
Yeah, we're rich now.
I appreciate the honesty. Believe me, I'm striving to get there someday. You know, like Jim Rome makes like $15 million a year talking sports. I want to get there someday too.
That's not half of it. You guys get along with everybody that's on the tour? You can be honest with us. They're probably not listening.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're still working. So be honest.
No, it's been a great tour. It's been incredible. Everybody's super cool.
And do you like tour? Because this is the last stop on the tour. Yeah. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Stop on a Kenny tour.
Right, and then you're going to start your own. And when does that start? How does that unfold?
The next day.
We fly to Alaska after this.
Really?
Wow.
That's the first stop on your tour?
It's technically not our tour. Yeah. Starts in the fall, you know. I mean, but we never stop. You know, even on the Kenny tour, you know, we'll play a couple shows with him on the weekend. But then there's two or three shows in between that week that we're doing too. So.
And what is... I only know Alaska from Buying Alaska. I don't know if you've ever seen that show on TV. People look at this really nice house, and then they realize there's an outhouse. You have to poop outside.
Right. Yeah. It's Alaska.
Where are you going
to
Alaska?
The sun doesn't go
down. And, or they're always like, well, that's not really on the road system. You kind of have to fly in or boat in. What's the stop
in
Alaska?
It's the state fair, right?
It's the Alaska State Fair. Yeah. So apparently they wanted Old Dominion to come there. So. Yeah.
And will you be back locally on the Meat and Candy Tour?
Should I not have asked that because you're not sure.
Thank you, Andy.
Put them on the spot. Check the website.
I will say that very soon you should check our dates. Very soon.
We can neither deny nor deny that we'll be back.
Okay. It's a hard maybe is what we're dealing with right now.
And to pull this full circle, I want to know, as a Redskins fan.
Oh, my God.
Are you, like, how passionate are you as a Redskins fan?
I mean, every year I'm like, I'm not a Redskins fan anymore. And then every year I'm like, they give me... Just a teeny bit of hope.
Yep.
Enough.
And then the playoffs.
Like, oh, they can do it. No, they can't do it.
But Kirk Cousins, is
Kevin
he?
Kirk?
Man, I'm a
legit?
Cousins fan. Yeah. I like Cousins, but man,
see the future. Is he going to take you to a Super Bowl?
Man, you know what?
Let's not get carried away.
So I don't think Snyder's going to take us to a Super
Bowl. Oh, so it's owners. That's a common refrain of Redskins.
Where's RG3 now? Is he Cleveland?
Cleveland.
I predict he's going to take them to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, wow.
That would be amazing.
That would be the ultimate.
Oh, that would be unbelievable. Oh,
yeah, then I think you might turn in the jersey.
It might be enough.
Become a Patriots fan. Yeah. Hey, Gillette Stadium loves you, so.
They've been good to us. So.
That's right.
I am a fan. I got a jersey.
Do it. Patriots jersey?
Yeah. It says
Tom Brady?
It has my last name on it. It's mine.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
What given to you for free, but hey.
Yeah. Well, it's 15 because I got it in 2015.
Have you ever worn it?
I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
If you were following your own Gillette Stadium Snapchat today, then you would have seen me wearing that jersey.
I'm not really on Snapchat.
You guys took over Snapchat.
Yes, they did. That's how I knew that they played the buses. Okay, so what happens tonight? Like, you're a country star who just rocked 68,000 people. You're talking to us for a couple minutes, but it's only 6:30. Like, where's the rest of this night go if you're rich, famous, talented, women love you? Like, where's the rest of this night go? Like, and this
goes
is the
right
internet?
Out. It goes
so
right
you know.
Out into the parking lot.
And
we get ripped.
That's pretty cool. So it's not like a cliche. Like, that's legit. That's
no,
good.
Yeah.
We are living a cliche. Yeah.
And you love it.
Like, the end of tour party tonight. So there'll be, like, an 80s cover band. It's full on, like...
Wow.
Yeah. Women. Super party.
Is the groupie thing, that's legit, huh?
Huh?
The groupie thing?
What's that now? Wait, are any of you... First of all, any of you attached?
We are.
That's a stupid question.
We'll talk about that later.
But before you were married.
Me too.
Before you were married, I'm guessing. From a guy I heard.
Right. You've heard from friends, and there'll be other guys.
Should we go get Sam? Let's go get Sam Huntley.
Has he been cool? I mean, he's a football guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
Played football, and has he been fun to tour with? And
he is cool. We've known Sam for a long time, so, you know, we've written songs with him, and He's been great. He's like one of our buddies that, you know, we've been writing with for a long time. So it's been fun to see him succeed.
Is country music maybe a little more you guys all generally get along than, you know, people see like the rap game and like Twitter feuds
we
and stuff.
We would like to start a couple feuds. We've tried.
We've talked about starting feuds.
Yeah. Start it right now.
Yeah, who do you hate?
We can
who
should we do? Global. See, we can go global with worst.
The problem is we don't really hate anybody. We just want to have the drama.
The funny thing is, like, you'll talk trash about people. And you'll be like, man, that guy sucks. And then you meet him, and you're like, oh, man, he's a nice guy.
I do that a lot, too. Yeah. I do that with, like, the football players. Like, I want to hate him. And then you do one interview, and you're like, wow.
Okay. Like, oh, he's, man, he's a cool dude. Yeah.
He's not the jerk I thought he was.
Yeah. Turns out a pretty nice guy. Well, you guys were nice guys. Thanks for stopping.
Yes,
in.
Appreciate it.
I know you're busy. Yeah. You're
going
to be back
tomorrow.
Well, no,
they're going to get drunk.
We're
going
to get drunk.
Not really. To me, that's busy. That's something I'd like to do. I'd like to go with you.
I would, too.
Fortunately, we have a Patriots game tonight, a preseason game.
This has been fun, but getting drunk is more fun.
Yes. So where can everybody find you? You guys are on Twitter. I'm sure you're on Instagram, Snapchat. All that stuff.
It's all website. What's the website? OldDominion.com?
OldDominionBand.com.
OldDominionBand.
There's another.
No, there's like a. Is it the brewery?
There's an OldDominion Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
So not
brewery
that.
Too.
Yeah, you should probably do like a thing with them.
We've tried.
We've visited the brewery. We've got us drunk, actually.
Yeah, we've had a lot of their beer.
But they didn't want to like sponsor the tour or anything. That would seem like an obvious tie-in.
Well, we were nobodies then. We could probably try again.
We were in a van.
Well, but now you're out of their price range.
When you pull up in a van in a U-Haul and be like, "Hey, give us some money," they're like, "Nah, have a beer."
Got you.
Yeah, we'll get you drunk though. Here's
beer's better than nothing. So.
Yeah.
All right, guys, appreciate it. Yep. Thank you for stopping by. Have fun in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You guys come have.
When we leave at like 2 a.m. after the game, we'll look for you.
All right, you'll hear us.
We'll be there.
Still be there. Okay, that's impressive.
All right, guys, Old Dominion. They were just nice enough to stop by, so we appreciate that. This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.